Thanks for tuning into Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along.
Hello and welcome back to Conversations About Meaningful Things, where we like to have conversations about things that are meaningful to us, meaningful to you. My name is Brian. I'm one of the hosts here, and across the table from me is...
It's me, Alex. Hello.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
We talked about who was going next, and I wasn't ready, apparently. Hello, guys. We're so glad you're here.
But you are across the table.
I am.
Whoa. There's a third voice here. Whose voice is that? And also across the table, on the other end, is...
Yeah, that's Steve. I am back. Missed you guys, but
Welcome back.
And hopefully, if you're listening, you're back as well, part of the conversation. But yeah, last few weeks was in Latvia, which is was a cool trip, and enjoyed a lot of things. Definitely some cultural differences, especially at mealtime. I found cultural differences, like they eat potatoes at every meal. Like some form of potato.
Is it different forms for different meals?
Yeah, but not like we didn't once have a baked potato or like we did have some French fries.
Okay,
and a lot of peeled and boiled potatoes, and then there'd be like some sauce you'd put on it. And by the way, they have sour cream on everything.
Interesting.
We had like, and I was joking about it at one point because they were finding it funny that I was shocked that they had sour cream on everything. And so we sit down for lunch and it's like chicken, like a chicken vegetable soup for lunch. And I jokingly said like, oh, so you're going to put sour cream in your soup? And they're like, absolutely. And I looked down the table and like everyone had sour cream in their soup.
I'm
like,
amazing.
This is, I think sour cream is like the Latvian ketchup.
Sure.
Like how Americans just put ketchup on everything. But
interesting.
Anyway. I could probably be Latvian. I love a good potato.
I mean, I didn't mind it. And the food was good. Like, yeah, it was not a bad experience.
Like, potato kind of in place of their like pasta and carb stuff? Was that their version?
Maybe. I mean, I notice in the U.S., like we have rice with a lot of dishes,
sure. But
not rice at every meal.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're eating potatoes. So,
Very interesting. Like I said, I'll stand by my statement. I could be Latvian. So, Steve, for our listeners that are maybe just tuning in today, and they're like, why was Steve in Latvia? Where even is Latvia? Can you just like in a minute or less just tell us why were you in Latvia specifically?
Yeah, so Latvia is one of the Baltic states. So the northern one is Estonia, then Latvia, then Lithuania. And those are all on the western border of Russia. Mm-hmm. And so it's way up there and way over there. Mm-hmm. And we took a team from our church that partnered with a team from a local church in Latvia through a ministry called Josiah Venture.
And
we did camp for teenagers there in the countryside. Beautiful country, great folks. And so that's one of our mission partners, and we were able to connect in that way. Things went really well, and it was a great couple of weeks.
Very cool. You said it was way up there and way over there. You were, how many hours of darkness was there when you guys were there?
Well, so they're pretty high up on the latitude range. Like, mm-hmm. If we think of like approaching our Alaska, how seasonally the amount of light in a day changes dramatically. They're experiencing that same thing. So, it was getting dusk at like 11 p.m. and they said, "Oh, the days were already getting shorter." So,
wait, when did the sun rise?
I think about 4.
So, jeez. Roughly 4 hours ish.
Yeah,
5 hours of nighttime.
Yeah,
interesting.
And they said the days were getting shorter earlier in the year, like in mid-June. It was, maybe they'd be sort of 2.5 hours of dark, but it never got really, really dark. Yeah. Now, on the flip side, in the middle of winter, it's completely opposite. Mm-hmm. And so they did talk about, it can get like kind of discouraging, depressing one.
Oh, yeah.
It barely gets light for two and a half hours a day.
Just singing Hello Darkness, My Old Friend on repeat.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could, those months in like December, January, February, I'm pining for warmer, sunnier days.
Yeah. It's hard enough here when it feels like it's dark at 4 in the winter, and I can't imagine it just being always dark almost.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid thinking that would be really cool, but really just cool to visit a place where it's nighttime all day long.
Yeah, for like a couple of days.
Correct.
That's it.
Not living it.
No, I think they said something like 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. they get a little bit of light.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this right now and you happen to live in Alaska or
Latvia,
and maybe, hey, hopefully we've got some Latvian listeners after you guys' trip. We feel you when you get into those times of the year for sure. Yeah. So I have no clever transition today, guys.
Well, no, so we're not talking about potatoes, but we did want to, and I can say, like, I was really proud of our team and what we did over there, and the
there we go, Steve.
The you like that? And the partnership, like, feel really good about that. But saying I'm proud of the team maybe sparks our thinking of where is the place of pride or being proud of or being prideful?
Yeah.
There's a lot of variance to that word, and all of them have quite a bit different connotation to them. So,
yeah, definitely.
What place does pride have in our conversations, in our actions, in our attitudes? And I think maybe we talk about that for a few minutes today. And I think that's a meaningful topic for a lot of folks because of those different, connotations. And what does that really mean? When does pride become is pride a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing that can become a bad thing? So you guys have any initial thoughts on pride or being proud?
Yeah. I mean, just off the bat, like, I know working with teens, it's very confusing. And I think part of it is just our English language.
Yeah.
Because if you just initially say, hey, is pride bad to someone? They probably would say yes. Pride comes before a fall, that sort of thing. But then if you say, hey, is it bad to be proud of something or someone? Mm-hmm. They probably would say, no, it's actually good. It's good to be proud of someone you know or something you've done.
Yeah.
And so where is that line
drawn?
When is it good to be proud, and when is it bad?
So
is it bad to be proud?
Yeah, and you just mentioned a couple things, like talking about being proud of the things you mentioned were things not of self, right? As parents, we're proud of something our kids did, or being proud of the team and what they did. And is pride less dangerous when it's not self-focused, maybe? Mm-hmm. Just thinking off the top of my head here.
I think so. And yeah, this is one of the reasons why I thought this would be a fun topic to jump into is growing up in the church. I think maybe things were more caught than taught here, but like, that pride was bad at all times. Like it was like, don't be proud. So yeah, like, you hear songs like I'm proud to be an American or I'm so proud of you. I would like bristle at that because I sort of thought, oh man, it's not good to be proud. but I tend to agree with what you guys are saying that I think like anything, especially in the life of a believer, where we tiptoe into dangerous places, especially with sin and falling into some traps is anytime what we're doing is self-focused, self-pleasing, especially when it is at the detriment of somebody else. I think there's the obvious things that we read in scripture that God calls sin. This is missing the mark. This is wrong. But sometimes I think this could fall into some gray areas where it's like, okay, I don't think it is wrong to be proud of yourself or to be proud of somebody else in terms of like you're happy or excited about an accomplishment.
Sure.
I think that can be a godly thing.
Yeah. And people talk about like taking pride in the work that you do or, pride in your workmanship kind of thing. And I don't think that's negative at all. I think a lot of times we can maybe discover or start to look for where is that line when we take something. Let's go obviously beyond the line and then walk it back a little bit and see where it is. So I think we would all agree that if you're arrogant, if your pride has gone all the way to being arrogant, then that's not in a healthy arena anymore, right? So somewhere between what we're just talking about and arrogance, the line's got to be somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And it can be tricky figuring it out for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. I love definitions. I'm a very, I think, a simple-minded person. I'm just like, tell me what this means, and so then I can go from there. I do really like, so if you literally just look up pride in Merriam-Webster, the first definition is the quality or state of being proud, such as reasonable self-esteem, confidence and satisfaction in oneself, self-respect. I think those are good things.
Reasonable self-esteem sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially with reasonable in there.
Right? Yes, right. The third definition, which I think maybe is what we're talking about today, is exaggerated self-esteem. Conceit. So thinking of oneself higher than maybe you ought to, or I think where pride can trip us up. And I mean, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. Pride is something that I've struggled with my whole life. And it's often centered around comparing myself to others.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking of myself either better than somebody else or maybe we could dive into this. I think pride, at least in my life, has shown up in ways that have been a little bit more sneaky, like false humility or thinking of myself less, thinking badly about myself because of what somebody else is doing and comparing myself. I think ultimately it really becomes a pride thing because it is, I am comparing myself to somebody else and making value statements about somebody else, feeling like I'm jealous of them I'm really, it all comes down to I'm thinking about myself over somebody else.
Yeah.
Which
and even
is dangerous.
And even just what you're saying goes back to what Brian said earlier, that the English language, which I can't say right now, sometimes doesn't help us because we've got those competing definitions.
Yeah.
So if someone uses the word pride or being proud, you know, do we give pause and go, oh, which one of those is he really talking about? Right. And, I'll be stereotypical. If a dad says how proud he is of his kids, is he just reasonable esteem for what they've accomplished? Or is he talking about how his kids are better than everybody else's kids in the world? Right. And the language doesn't help us there necessarily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, and one of the definitions, or while you were talking about them, you used the word higher than it should be. Mm. And I think that's what we're getting at, is the comparing it to other people. Are you saying, it's one thing to say, hey, I did a good job and I'm acknowledging that, or I'm a good person. I mean, we've talked about it before that you were bought at a price, that Jesus died for you, listener. Mm-hmm. That means that you are valuable. Yeah. Now, are you taking that truth and saying I'm more valuable than someone else
than everybody else?
Right. Or are you saying, wow, I am valuable and also you're valuable? Because it's when you place yourself higher that then you can fall, right?
Yeah.
You're putting yourself up on a pedestal. That's what you fall from.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's comparing to other people.
So comparison, I don't think, is necessarily a bad thing unless you're comparing. Given the caveat that you have to be comparing to the right thing.
Right.
When you compare to the wrong thing, then it's bad. And I think comparing to other people is not necessarily the right thing. Mm. I've kind of had a definition of humility in my head for years. And humility is having an accurate view of yourself in light of who God is. Because we tend to have an inaccurate view of ourselves in light of who the people around us are. Right. Oh, I think he's a terrible person, so I'm a lot better than they are. Or man, they're such a, you know, we put people on pedestals and we go, oh, I'm just terrible compared to that person. But I think, you know, pride and humility can get a little bit wonky when we're not comparing to the right things. And they can easily and very sneakily work their way into our thinking.
Yeah. So how do we know that we're comparing ourselves to the right things? Speak to that person for a second, because I've been that person where I'm maybe I'm just unaware of myself or my my thought process, but what are some tools?
Well, I think one is knowing what God's expectations are for us.
Yeah.
Because then we're comparing to his standard and his view of us, mm-hmm. rather than just That's other great. People's, which is very fickle, right? It changes
yeah.
by person, and it sometimes changes by the day or hour even,
right.
Based on how a person's feeling. So I think, you know, part of that grid has to be first and foremost from a godly or a biblical perspective. What are the expectations I should have of myself or that God has of me as a person? Mm-hmm. Because then we're comparing to, in some ways, I would say, the objective standard
yeah.
rather than a subjective better or worse than the next person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So I think that's at least a good starting point. Mm. I think usually we have people in our lives that function as guardrails for us in that regard as well. Like, why are you worried about that person? You know, and mm-hmm. a lot of times our spouses do that for us, but
yeah.
good friends, I think also, function in that way as yeah. well. So mm-hmm. I think conversations about this topic with those people are yeah. also good tools.
Yeah. I heard a pastor talk about this once. He was sharing about how somebody asked him, how do you remain humble in the position that he was in? You know, he's got a lot of influence, and it's easy, especially when you get around a bunch of people that are like, you're awesome, like you're doing a great mm-hmm. job, to get in that place. I think we would call pride. I think we've sort of defined it as it's thinking of yourself through a lens that's not, it's not appropriate to, you know, the considering who God says you are and puffing yourself up. And he said, really simply, I have surrounded myself with people that are not yes people. They mm-hmm. are not pat you on the back kind of people. Like, they will be honest, and I trust them to be honest with me. Mm-hmm. And he goes, they're not the people after I get up and give a message I thought was awesome. They're not the ones that are going to come up and say, that was the best message ever. They'll come and be like, hey, you could have done better.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just so good for me, because it keeps things in perspective. And because, yeah, I think we love to have people tell us all the time that we're super awesome. But I know for me, like, that's not always the most healthy thing. Mm-hmm. Like, surrounding myself with some people that will be honest with me when I'm not super awesome and I need to be encouraged.
You know, I think another tool for me that's been helpful over the years, because, you know, I think this is a slippery slope for anybody.
Yeah.
And potentially at different points in my life, I can see where I was on the slope. Mm-hmm. But I think a question to ask ourselves is, you know, whatever I'm taking pride in, like it's a job that I did or the person that I am or whatever, a message that I delivered or something. But anything that we do in our lives, ultimately, what's it pointing to? Is it pointing to myself? Is it a self thing? Or is it pointing to and lifting up either and encouraging another person mm-hmm. in a healthy way? Or is it actually ultimately pointing to who God is and his goodness, and is it glorifying him? Yeah. So I think that's another tool, maybe, to say, okay, this sense of pride, mm-hmm. what is that pointing to? And mm-hmm. sometimes that's a hard question to ask ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Alex, when you were talking, you said people that are honest with you. I think that speaks a lot to the importance of truth, Steve, when you were saying your view yeah. of yourself in light of who God is, it needs to be a true view of mm-hmm. yourself, that the truth is very important.
Yeah.
It's not just supporting someone and saying you're amazing, you did perfect, when no, like, things could be better.
Yeah.
It's also not tearing them down.
Right.
And saying things could have been better. You're the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's finding that balance yeah. of, like, yeah, of course, everything could be better and you should strive to be better the next time. And also don't beat yourself up that yeah. things couldn't be better or weren't as good as it could have been.
Mm.
But yeah, it's living in that line, that middle ground of understanding who you are while yeah. still striving to be a better person too.
I think part of that is recognizing that we can have positive feelings about ourselves. Yeah. Like, it's
absolutely,
and if we call that pride, I think that type of pride is okay. Like,
yeah.
because if if we really believe that God loves us and God's at work mm-hmm. in our lives and we yeah. trust him and we're following him, those are all good things.
Absolutely.
Right? And so mm-hmm. to yeah. have good feelings, emotional feelings about that, even just like intellectual things as well, like yeah. sometimes we just need to remind ourselves of some mm-hmm. of those truths, mm. you know, that's, I don't think that's a bad thing. If that is under the banner of pride, I think that's under the good section of the banner
yeah. mm-hmm.
of pride. And so if you're listening, I don't want you to think that, you know, what we're saying here is, you know, you should just always feel bad about yourself, because if mm-hmm. you feel good at all, you could be in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, no, those are healthy, good, positive, and I think biblical ways for us to feel about ourselves mm-hmm. and other people.
Absolutely.
I think when it crosses that line that we've kind of been talking about, then that's when the red light needs to go off a little bit and go, or red flag, and say, maybe I need to just check this for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a great rule of thumb. I think as we talk about this, I hope that this is encouraging, maybe sparking some your own thoughts. I know for me, like, again, it has come down to surrounding myself with some pretty good people that I know I trust, that can be honest with me. That helps. And then, yeah, I love what you said, Steve, like seeing yourself in light of who God is, like that's been a super helpful, guiding point, mm-hmm. in my life as well, thinking about this area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a clip the other day of someone talking about all those people that go, well, only God can judge me. Who are you to say? Who are you to say anything about me? And they're using that as kind of like, aha, gotcha moment. And she goes, yeah, only God can judge you. That's scary. That's a really scary thing to think about, that there's this creator of the universe who is perfect. And when we mess up, that's not good.
He's the judge.
Right. Like, we all are going to have to answer for all of those things that your response is, well, only God can judge me. Correct. Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's that whole, hey, like God sees value in you and we should live up to that. And that's awesome. And we're living up to a perfect God. And so we are trying to do the best that we possibly can. And, yeah, love the way that he does, and also understand that we do have value because of God,
yeah,
because of what
yeah.
he's done.
And go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to that point, I think that should spark, at least it sparks in me, is you could either take that truth and be completely discouraged by that and go, uh-huh. well, what's the point in trying? yeah. Or I think that's what the beauty of the gospel is it's the truth. We're talking about, you know, part of understanding yourself in light of who God is and not falling to the pitfalls that pride can have is living in the truth and knowing who you are. The truth is, though, is you're right. We can't. So that's why we have the gospel. That's why mm-hmm. it's such good news, is that Jesus was the standard for us and paid the price that we deserved. And I think what's beautiful about this is understanding that and living this out as a follower of Jesus, is it kind of helps us live out the antidote to pride, which is living humbly, like mm-hmm. having humility, because knowing there's no way on earth I can do enough good things to reach that standard that God has.
Yeah.
And thank God I don't have to do this perfectly. It's living under the banner of what Jesus has done and his sacrifice for me, like, man, my response is like, that humbles me, because it's like, yeah, I can't do enough good things. Like,
right.
It sort of diffuses that pride thing, mm-hmm. as we live this out.
Yeah. Some have said that pride's actually the original sin, that it's when Satan felt like he was better than God and could do everything. And in some ways, you know, that's certainly, I can see that. And God in his word warns us about pride. Says God opposes the proud, pride mm-hmm. goeth before fall. You know, there's a number of things that are there. And I think we understand those to mean when you put yourself in a position that is much higher than it ought to be, especially mm-hmm. if you put yourself in a position above God and his mm-hmm. leadership in your life. And yeah. so we have those kind of guardrails that God gives us. Mm-hmm. But I often think that it is a fine line, and I don't know. I kind of feel like there's something in every person that somehow inherently knows where that line is, mm-hmm. and you kind of have, you know, even if no one else has said anything, there's a little bit of gut check in you that says, maybe you calm yourself down a little bit there, buddy. So I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but
yeah. When we actually, it was our last episode, we were talking about suffering and how it can become its own trap where we kind of become self involved in that. I believe it was me that said, I didn't want to call it selfish that we become centered on our pain.
Yeah.
And everything, but in a way it is because you're focusing on that. I think the selfishness when it comes to pride and false humility goes on both ends of the spectrum where mm-hmm. we can say, well, I'm focusing on myself. I am clearly better than them, which makes me great. Or if you go, well, I'm worse. So yeah. You're still focusing on yourself yeah. and you're still saying I'm bad then. Yeah. That is still selfishness. And it's like, a weird reverse pride mm-hmm. where really it's not about focusing on ourselves at all. It's how much are you focusing on God? So I guess if you're listening yeah. and you're like, what's one takeaway? It's, am I being prideful? Well, are you thinking about God or are you thinking about yourself?
Yeah.
If you're thinking about yourself, then it might be pride.
Yeah.
And in the bad version of yeah. pride.
Focus is huge. I agree with you, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And again, I think we find encouragement time and time again in God's word that he has a way for us to live without pride ruling our life. I also find encouragement that even Jesus's closest followers struggled with this. So he knows that we're prone to this and there's grace there.
Yeah.
I mean, my takeaway too is like, I can't say how important enough it is to surround yourself with people that you trust to be honest with you, that love you enough to say the hard things when they need to be said. That's been super helpful for me. Giving people access to the real Alex and that have permission to speak truth into those areas.
Yeah. And if this is something you're wondering about along those lines, Alex, I think, you know, find one or two or three of those people in your life and maybe ask them, you know, genuinely, you want to know their opinion and yeah. their view, but ask them, hey, do you think I have an accurate view of myself?
Mm-hmm.
Do I portray an accurate yeah. view of myself? And they might come back and go, no, I think you're kind of down on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I think mm-hmm. you need to give yourself more credit and, mm-hmm. you know, have more confidence. They yeah. could come back and say, you need to tone it down a little bit. and, you know, that's important feedback. And
yeah.
it will be heard best from those who know you best and who you trust the most.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We all need those people in our lives, mm-hmm. not just for this issue, but for others as well. So
absolutely.
I'd encourage you to find them and be willing to ask that question. Hey,
yeah,
you think I'm self-aware? You think I have an accurate view of myself?
And yeah. listen.
And listen.
And listen. And and keep them in your life. Like,
yeah.
that is a valuable friend to have. Yeah. I'm just picturing how at different times in my life when asking that question and the gut reaction, especially when it's the side of, yeah, you're a little, you think a little highly of yourself. The gut reaction is to go, well, you do too, or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, well, hold on. Like the whole reason is to grow yeah. from this.
Right.
And yeah, that's the point, right? Is that we all have things to work on.
Yeah.
So yeah, help each other out.
Yeah.
By pointing things out and finding that good spot. I'd be remiss to not quote, it's attributed to C.S. Lewis, at least the quote about humility being, mm-hmm. it's not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself about yourself less.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, yeah, focus on those around you. Like you yeah. are worthy and so are they.
Yeah.
You are not worthless and neither are they. Mm-hmm. Like it's about focusing at the people around you. Love God and love others. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
and we're meant to be in it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. don't go it alone.
Yeah. It's great. Well, awesome guys. I feel like we could talk so much more about this. But I hope that today's conversation was encouraging to you. Again, if you have thoughts, questions, just want to connect with us, a great way to reach us is podcast@victorchurch.org. You can reach us there. We'd love to continue the conversation with you. But have an amazing day. Walk humbly and know that you are loved, that God loves you, and that you can get your sense of worth, identity from Him. So have a great day. We'll catch you on the next one.
God
see you guys.
Bless.
See ya.